Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
I saw a really interesting study the other day, and I'm probably going to get some hate on this, but I was just curious. It came out about mania and Adderall prescriptions within the United States and overprescribing. And I want to preface this by first saying I am not anti-prescription. I think when you have mental health problems, it can certainly help you when prescribed correctly by a trained physician in those specific areas, like a psychiatrist. But in the reality that we have in the United States is a lot of these antipsychotic drugs and stuff are prescribed by general care physicians who, in the most cases, have no business prescribing these drugs, especially it's just not their specialty. If you're a general care physician, that you should be pushed to a specialist to determine if that is indeed right for you. And is it right for some kids? I'm sure it is. But I correlated the numbers on just how high this is. And this is being overprescribed. This is if you're overprescribed. It's not everybody on Adderall or anything like that. But overprescriptions and the amount of kids on this and the volume of school shootings in the United States from 1990 to 2024, the graph is almost identical. And it's really, I got some arguments because I put it online yesterday. Some people saying, well, you could say the price of groceries did that too. Yes, but it's not exactly the same comparison here. I'm curious about that. I'm curious about overprescribing. Because we didn't necessarily have this level of gun violence in our schools, at least when I was in elementary. It started when I was about coming out of high school. Columbine was my last year. And then you just kept seeing this get higher and higher in the prescriptions. And again, some kids need it, but many don't. Many just need better parenting. And when you get to this level, I'm wondering, you know, is this an issue? Is this part of what is causing? Because these are psychological problems these kids have that are causing them to go out and do it. I'm sure there's many other factors in this, but I did find that interesting.
Yeah, it'd be interesting for someone to do a study, but the correlation between the two.
Yeah.
I always go to, all right, so if we have a case of people being overprescribed, which I think we have a society that's overprescribed right now, but then I have to go to the root cause. What has changed over time or requires overprescription? So now we're dealing in the realm of my passion, and that is understanding human behavior.
Yes.
I mean, as a species, we have been in a time period of our species, Homo sapiens, that we, and there's another great book out there called The Abundance Crisis. The Comfort Crisis. And as a species, we do not do well psychologically when we have too much comfort. We thrive in deprivation. We thrive when we don't have enough. Matter of fact, genetically and biologically, we survive longer and live longer when we have calorie deprivation, because that's what we've been genetically coded for. And so anytime we have a society which you have an abundance, we have a lot of psychological issues that start coming to play.
Sure.
Because when you have enough of something, you're going to make an issue of something. And when you make an issue of something else, you have lack of parenting going on at home. You have lack of being. And here's the most important thing when it comes to us as a species. We want to feel like we're providing value and being appreciated for that value we're providing. That's where we're having a massive crisis. And when we don't feel that way, what do we get? prescriptions to feel that way, instead of actually working through there with teachers, mentors, and guides to actually understand what our purpose, what a purpose in life for us is, where we can provide value to others and be appreciated for that value. That's what makes us feel good.
Yeah.
Happiness is not material wealth. The studies are solid on this. Happiness is doing something of value and you being valued for that thing you're providing. Good, healthy relationships and affiliations. That's what gives us our greatest happiness. And so when people keep chasing all these other materialistic things, we're unhappy. When we get unhappy, we get depressed. And that's where the prescription starts coming in, putting a Band-Aid on the fact that you're just missing the mere fact that you just need to provide value and be appreciated for that value and have good, healthy relationships.
Yeah. I mean,
long robin narrative answer, but you hit on it with the prescription.
Let me show you. This is the chart right here. This is the correlation between Adderall prescriptions and school shootings, normalized data, to show that I put this together last night because I was really curious about that study. And then obviously I was talking about these shootings lately, and we start at 1990, and then that graph is very telling. It's not any sort of scientific, super study, but the data is real. The data that I got on this, because that was the next question I was asked, well, where did you get all that, the data from? And it's from the Centers of Disease Control. School shooting data comes from the K-12 school shooting database, and USA Facts provides a number of school shootings on there as well. So we had some very, factual information it came from. Obviously,
you know what I'd be really, an interesting third correlation in here would be really interesting for the same time period, if they could do this survey, because they probably haven't, but if they could, it'd be really interesting to see out of the people surveyed on that data thing, how many actually felt like they had a life of value and contribution.
That would be interesting. I bet
you that falls off.
Yeah.
I bet you that falls off.
Falls down and
which creates the inverse.
Well, I would also,
what you're going to have is you're going to have two graphs like this.
And I want to ask that to is actually the parents, more than I would the kids, because the kids are trying to come up in life. As the parents feel like they're falling down in that, I'm going to guess that correlates to not the best parenting and raising of a child. It would be very fascinating, but I am wondering if we can connect these dots a little bit more, because that seems to be a very, it's something to take note of, without a doubt.
It's
again, not anti-prescription. I take some myself, but again, in the right place, the right time, not overprescribed. And we undoubtedly do that to kids in our country.
And the key that also hit me when you're saying that too is the people that prescribe, that are trained to prescribe for anything mental that is going on, are psychiatrists.
Yes.
And they are trained on it. And the really great psychiatrists out there are the ones that are going to talk, counsel. If that doesn't work, then we're going to try a little bit of this to see what that does. And we'll do a little science experiment, a little cause and effect there. Those are the ones doing really good. Now remember this, when this was with anyone that's going for any kind of medical treatment for anywhere, you are the client, they're the provider. Be discerning, ask questions. If you don't like what you're hearing, get those second opinions. You don't have to buy the service just because they have a title.
Yeah.
You can go someplace else and ask somewhere else. You know, be very, very discerning. Take care of the issue at hand. And no one knows you and no one knows your kids better than you do. So if you don't like what you hear, it's not like painting rose-colored glasses. If it doesn't make sense, if it doesn't make common sense, and if they can't explain it in the easy, understandable way, get another opinion.
Well, everybody wants a quick fix, and especially with kids and busy parents. Yep. And it's like, oh, they're a mess. They're doing this, they're doing that. Go to the general care physician. My friends tell me that their kid's on this, they were acting this way, they put him on this and it was great. Oh, okay, well, little Jimmy, let's prescribe that for you right now. Rather than, let's take some time, let's really make sure that this is what should be going on, or self-reflection going, am I being a good parent? Am I being there for my child so they're not necessarily feeling these ways? And again, not saying there aren't mental imbalances, there certainly are, but we have a problem in our country of over-prescribing to kids.
And here's some great questions for you. So if you're listening to this or watching us, if someone prescribes something to you and your child, great. You start asking those what questions.
Yes.
What exactly is this going to do? Get an answer.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What's going to be the impact? What's the impact short term, long term?
Yeah.
What are some signs that it's not working? What are some signs that it is working? What should I do if I don't think it is working? What should I do if I do think it's working? I mean, so I keep asking what questions. And now if this is a fantastic physician, like most of them are, they should be able to answer like this quick, easy, fluid.
I think the reality is, you know, little Jimmy gets on it or whoever gets on it. And if it's still not, if the parents are still annoyed by their behavior or there's problems with their behavior, let's say, we'll up the dosage. We'll up the dosage. And that's where you start to get to higher levels. And if we're seeing that there is mania and things of that coming out of overprescription of this specific drug that so many kids are on, it's not a good thing.
Then you play that forward. Again, do everything we do here on the show. Let's play this tape forward. If he's on this and this goes on for another 6 months, 12 months, what's that long-term impact look like? What are some side effects of this? What are some of the negative side effects? Yeah. What are some cases where it have gone sideways from this actual drug? So keep asking those questions on checking that out, because if you get the answers you don't know comfortable with, might not be a good choice.
Not at all. Ask questions. Ask questions of the right people. There is no pill that's just going to fix it all. And I have no idea if Colt Gray was on Adderall or anything like that, but I found it to be an interesting correlation. I'm not a doctor. This is just something I put together, but certainly did make me raise an eyebrow.
It's all about making a great team between you, your kids, your family, and your physicians. Yeah. It's a team effort, always.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.